When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Good to see you. Good to talk to you. Good to be seen and heard on a Monday. Interesting weekend in the community. Glad that you're all here and able to connect and be here and share in a conversation. Greatly appreciate you all. Before we get too deep into it, again, you know the text line, 424-645-685, Starter Hammy text line. If you want to be a part of what we're doing, just hit me with a what's up. Say, what's up, Austin? What's up, DP? And we can chop it up. Don't yell at us from the rafters. Don't Muppet old man us and just yell obscenities from a distance. Just engage in the conversation. Austin Norman, kind sir, please let them know about the Mercado.
Certified Piedmontese, every type of meat and every type of cut. Two Lincoln locations, 84th and Havelock, not far from where the storms are. Go check them out, make sure they're doing okay, or if you're down south, 30th and Yankee Hill. Also out at 168th and Maple, again, close to the path of the storm. So if you're in the area looking for some good meat, see if you can help a neighbor out as well. Someone might be in need. So if you're at either the 84th and Havelock or 168th and Maple locations for the Mercado, throw a helping hand, right? Not hard to do.
Yep, we're going to stand for each other. If you want to do it virtually, you want to do it mobile, just do it by your phone. Donate $10 to the American Red Cross. Hashtag Nebraska Strong, simply by dialing 90999 and texting the word, one word, Red Cross. Red Cross to 90999. Nebraska Strong for our friends and family in Nebraska, our neighbors in Iowa as well. Greatly appreciate you doing that for them. I wanted to have a conversation behind some things that are active in the news, and each thing kind of explains or at least opens our eyes to how business is being done currently in collegiate athletics, and then helps you point your eyes forward. Towards what needs to be done for Nebraska to have success, to be a pioneer rather than a settler, right? You don't have to be first, but you can't be last, right? We've heard all of those catchphrases about it. And the reality is Nebraska has every resource required for excellence in this thing called, this business called collegiate athletics. Let's just say it, like the business side of it, remove your emotion from it, and let's get to the business side of it. And what happened in this was that Alabama Birmingham, you don't think
Blazers,
of, right? Borg, the former mascot that was formerly known as Beauregard T. Bird. He would wear. It was a rooster with a tan blazer, and then turned green blazer, and he would dance during the timeouts and dance during the breaks. But I was told that we went down for basketball, and to have a young lady from Alabama speak to me in such regard, sir, that is Beauregard T. Bird.
Best southern accent comes from which state?
I am a fond member of South Carolinian country.
The Xavier Leggett?
Yeah, versus Alabama. Alabama has different pockets. You have those that will speak to you with such condescension that please allow my drawl to end up on the tip of your nose and do not dare, sir, wipe from it, because that would just be uncivilized. Or then, you know, you could go and Auburn and the University of Alabama is different. It's different. Look, they will tell you they speak the same language and use the same drawl, but they do not. They come from different pockets and different explanations. I would imagine that there are different accents in Nebraska.
Yes.
Right? Different corners of Nebraska. There are folks in Nebraska that think of themselves as farmers in full, and then country. And then there are those that think of themselves as agriculturists. Engineers. They are not the same. They do the same thing. They are not the same. So having moved around the country, each place there are little things that I take with me from one region of the country to another. So DC, you get a little bit of everything. A little bit of everything. But as you go south an hour and 40 minutes and get to Richmond, the South rises. And I mean rises.
It doesn't rise.
Yeah.
There's some rise.
It rises. And the term, the volume of boys that are uttered out loud and in private. The further south you go, the longer the boy lasts. In South Carolina, when I was in Charlotte, so year one with the Panthers in their expansion year, they played in Clemson, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And so if you have ever, even within states and within regions, there are different pockets who deal with each other differently. Charlotte thinks of itself differently than the Triangle, which is Durham, Raleigh, et cetera, right? They do not, Chapel Hill, they do not, they speak differently in those pockets. About each other. Then to Charlotte, and then towards the border. You go to Greensboro, where it's a little faster, but certainly it has a little bit of twang to it. Then you can go to different pockets, go to Appalachia, and it's slower on purpose, so you can hear me clearly. You can find it. The most beautiful thing about going to the South was having mature women explain, give example to, and define, dear thing. Bless his heart. Which was never a positive thing. Like, they would just, oh, here they come. Those are them. And the whisper, the worse the thing said, the more it was whispered. And it was, and then I would go to California, and I would go to Atlanta, and then I would go to Utah. And going to Utah, the first time I heard some of the verbiage in Utah took me off balance.
They didn't touch you, but you're staggered.
Just head buzzed, right? To hear somebody, okay, let me explain the situation. That we were in the radio station and people came in because they wanted to meet the new guy, right? I was the new guy. And they heard me. This is not in the era of streaming. So they heard me before they saw me. And again, my dialect is not one that is fully discernible to people that don't know. And so a lady came in with her family to meet the new guy who was just charming and witty and funny. He's so funny. We came to meet DP. Except I happened to be at the front desk when they said that. And I said, I'm DP. And they said, oh my heck. And I went, I don't know how to process that.
They didn't know how to process it, and then you
right.
didn't know how
so,
to process it.
So there are two different sects of the population just staring at each other trying to figure it out, right? They used to. The first time I tried to get Pepsi everywhere, recognizing the first time I tried to go into a bar, the first time I tried to, and a good thing that I, as a coach, I don't curse when I coach, but that's just me. Like, I'm fine with coaches who have to use the language to communicate whatever way, because usually they're in some sort of chaos when they want to do it. But for me, I'm just like, one, I will look at you different, but I won't speak to you different. The lady using the, oh my heck, and I said, I pardon me, what did you just say? And she goes, oh, darling, oh my heck, I feel so terrible. I didn't know that, because you don't sound, and she, you could see her brain rebooting as the words are forming. And then she's trying to just pump the brakes, right? Like, just pump the brakes. Like, don't, Ethel, don't say it. You don't sound black. I was like, well, and I had the chance, Austin, to just let it go. But 10-year-old me jumped on my shoulder giggling. It was like, well, Ethel, what do you mean? What do you mean? And she said, oh my heck, I did it again, didn't I? And I was just, at that point, I'm just laughing. And she go, so her daughter, who was probably 30, tried to regain and recover. And saying, you're just so articulate and well-spoken. And the host, but the our receptionist, is just there cringing hard. Like, oh, abort, bail. Just bail. Just bail.
Let's walk out and try again.
Just bail. Just turn, pivot, and exit. Like, you are not. You're in quicksand. The harder you fight, the deeper you're going to go. You're not going to get out of it. It's not going to be pretty. You know, and I said, well, thank you. My mother would be proud. So it's always in the different pockets of the country. BYU handles its business, its sports business, sort of in the way that Nebraska does and has. Carolina thinks of itself the way Nebraska thinks of itself. Nebraska thinks that nobody in the state matters except for them. North Carolina looks down on Duke and NC State. Oh, oh, you're a Wolfpack. Oh, really? Oh, what do you? Oh, what do you do during football season, Dookie? Like,
ask you the same thing, Carolina.
Right, like, right. So it's always the battle, but then the business side of it—that with the University of Utah sitting in a big city in Utah—that Provo, Utah, is still the sports and financial capital of Utah. The most money is in neither place. It's in Park City. Mm. But Park City is where people with money go to get away with from the Utah-BYU battle. Right? Oh, yeah. Oh, they 100%. Oh, you're a college towner. We're rich grown-ups. Poor thing.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah. So it's always, but what happens in my journey around the country is that you find out how people are doing business and you find out how people honor sports and how they love what they love. And I think Nebraska's in a pretty good position and power to do some pretty amazing things going forward if they're willing. If they're willing, and you ready for this? If they're willing to be open and honest. Mm-hmm. Open and honest about the business that you're doing. Because you can make really good business decisions if you're just there to make good business decisions. But if you're there with an agenda or a narrative that you have to discuss or some hidden private thing, then the first thing doesn't stay the first thing. And I've asked since I got here, and I'll keep repeating it, that I'm 100% curious about what the real priority of Nebraska, University of Nebraska Lincoln Athletics is. And to find out if the people in the department agree with the people who make the decisions about the department. And that's not to slight either.
No.
I get the freedom to say, listen, from my vantage and my perspective and my experience and my knowledge, and again, I'll chalk this up. I've been in the game as long as anybody that's in a position of authority and power in those spaces. I know when people are trying to do what they say they're trying to do versus when they say a thing that doesn't necessarily correlate with what your actions and your words don't match. And what do they say, Austin, when your actions and words don't match? What do you trust?
Actions speak louder than words, DP.
That's where we are. And now the action will get more active. Because down in Birmingham, Alabama, football players have signed up for athletes.org, making them the first Division I football team to publicly join the Players Association. And surprisingly and almost refreshingly enough, they were introduced to the group by a surprise person. Their head coach, Trent Dilfer. We'll talk about what it means, what changes are put in play. These are all ingredients for a soup or a meal that we aren't sure what it's supposed to turn out to be. But to do that, you have to ask, what are you making? And who are you making it for? We'll ask that when we come back to Old School.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.